Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're looking at the topic of being called to integrity, of letting our yes be yes and our no be no. Living in such a way that there's a consistency not only between our words and our actions, but more importantly, between our words, our actions, and God's word. And today we're going to talk about being upheld by integrity. A lot of our verses so far this week, and most of them will end up being from the book of Psalms. Psalm 41, verse 12, says, "In my integrity you uphold me and set me in your presence forever." Again, as we've looked at in previous days, a powerful verse when you consider the whole of it. Really a powerful verse even if you just consider the parts, but there wouldn't be a lot of wisdom in doing that without putting them together. But being upheld by God, being lifted up, held up, not in the sense of robbery, but in the sense of being supported, being elevated, and being set in God's presence. One of the reasons that we need lifted up, that we need elevated, that we need upheld, is because we can't reach God's presence on our own. So one of two things have to happen, and incredibly, God has made both happen. Because on our own initiative, on our own goodness, on our own righteousness, we are so far short of where God's presence is, that either God has to come down to us, or we have to be lifted up to Him. And guess what? God chose to do both. He, through Jesus, came down to us, and through Jesus, being with us, lifts us to Himself. We are upheld by our integrity so that we can dwell in God's presence forever. And forever actually has already started. As Christians, when we are immersed into Christ, the Bible promises that our sins are forgiven, that we are given the gift of God's Spirit. His presence dwells with us. If His presence dwells with us, then in fact we dwell in His presence. Many times we hear that idea of dwelling in God's presence and we think future term, we think heaven, we think eternity. And yet the very definition of eternity is something with no beginning and no end. It's not just something that's endless. And to realize that in our integrity, in our decisions, in our choice to live consistently according to God's word. I like the word consistently because it shows a desire and a habit, a pattern. It's not the same as perfectly. We stumble and we fall, and I love the passage in Isaiah that as I grow older, it really hits more, that it says that even youth stumble and fall. Even young people grow tired and weary. It's not just the aging process. We all have those moments when we're not what we should be. We're not what we want to be. We're not what we ought to be. But it's in our integrity. It's in our waiting upon the Lord. It's in our placing our hope in Him. the Bible says we will rise up on wings like eagles. Again, not of our own power, not of our own might, but because we are being upheld, we are being lifted up so that we can run and not grow weary. We can walk and not faint. What an incredible promise of God. What an incredible word. Being upheld. How many times do we go through life and the weariness of life kind of consumes us? I know there are people that in the area that I live and other parts of the country that are experiencing extreme heat, extreme weather. And in the midst of this extreme heat, there are many that have no electricity. And the estimation is that some of those will still be without electricity for another day, perhaps longer. And I've been there. I've been through those summer storms that have taken out the electricity and gotten hot, and then because of the severity of the storm, it's been days. And it doesn't take long for that to make us weary. And we long for those little things that will uphold us, that will lift us up. And in when the storms of life batter us, and we find ourselves lacking energy, lacking power, God comes along in our integrity, in our pursuit of Him, in our consistency in living with Him, and upholds us. We don't have to do it alone. And here's a secret, if you haven't figured it out, we can't do it alone. And God has sent us His Spirit, but He has also sent us one another. And as part of that one another, He sends us to others. And in our weaknesses and in our weariness, He upholds us by the power of His Spirit, by the strength of His Word, by the encouragement of people that are there to represent Jesus, to love. Today, each one of us have a choice. Do we choose to live with a consistency according to God's Word that upholds us in our integrity? Do we choose to live with eyes open that see the need for the people around us to be upheld and lifted up, encouraged? Do we pay attention to God's Word, to His Spirit, to His very presence that we dwell in, and find strength and encouragement that holds us up when we stumble, when we fall? What an incredible God that in our integrity upholds us so that we may dwell in His presence. It's my prayer that today you realize the presence of God that you dwell in. Yes, there will be a day that we experience the fullness of that presence in a way that we don't right now. But that doesn't mean that His presence is missing. Perhaps it means we have to pay a little more attention. To walk by faith, not by sight. To live by integrity, not by the world standards. to realize that it's possible to love people, to love all people, and reject sin, reject all sin. And God's desire is that in our integrity, we first reject the sin in us. Because condemning the sin in others and allowing it to grow in our life is not integrity. And when we begin by that integrity of heart, God will uphold us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has sent Jesus to not only come down to where we're at, but to lift us up to where you are. You've given your Spirit to help in that process and to encourage us, to convict us, to challenge us, to lead us into a greater integrity than we've ever known. And Father, in that integrity, may we be upheld in the times of weariness, in the times of temptation, in the times we do stumble and fall. May we know that you are there to pick us up, and that you've given us the people around us to help in that process, and you've given us to them to help them. Father, may that integrity be one that examines ourselves before we ever look to others. It's much easier, it seems, to notice the sin in the lives of others than it is to deal with the sin in our own life. And may that integrity that looks at ourselves and repents and changes and help us to not only be upheld by your power and your might and your Spirit, but help us to uphold others in their stumbling. May that consistency of how we've chosen to live according to your word help us to uphold others in their desire to live according to your word. Father, for every one of us as we go through today and we have those moments where we might shine and those moments where we stumble, may we know your presence and know that it's possible because of you upholding us that we can dwell in your presence even now. Father, for those that are struggling and suffering without electricity in this extreme heat and in this part of the country and in other places as well, may you uphold them by not only by your power and your Spirit, but by your people. May we be mindful of one another. May we care for one another. Father, again, I continue to pray for those that we're struggling to make ends meet, and then prices of everything began to rise rapidly, and now I suspect many are going into debt on credit cards and things, not realizing how much they're spending of money they don't have just to survive. I pray that you would wake us up as your children to the repentance that you call us to the humility that you call us to, that we would cry out to you. Father, in many areas it appears that as a nation we reap what we sow, and we've not sown good seed for so long. Father, I pray for the political leaders of our country, of our states, of our communities, that their hearts would be turned toward you And in turning towards you, their hearts would be turned towards those they serve. May you pour out great wisdom. And may each of us live with humility, with integrity, in such a way that we know that you are with us and that you uphold us. And Father, as we live life, may we make the most of every opportunity that we have to lift up Jesus. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.